And we've got Sue Thompson on the line. G'day, Sue. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And we're talking to you because of your film Undercover. Fantastic film. Great piece of work to bring to people's attention the issue of increasing homelessness in older women.
Yeah, thank you.
You took an approach of delving into the lives of particular people, which is very compelling, I'll have to say.
Oh, I'm absolutely delighted because sometimes when I speak to people, they don't actually watch the film, so it sounds like you actually watched it.
That's pretty outrageous, isn't it?
Well, you know, I don't know. You tell me. You're a journalist too. I think some people are incredibly busy and they watch the trailer, they read the notes that accompany the film, and then they talk to me and I kind of fill them in. But I can tell it's always interesting and delightful when someone has actually watched the film.
Well, it was a great coup to get Margot Robbie to do the the text and the narrative. Not only is she a good actor, but she's a good woman, quite clearly.
Yeah, I mean, and what I really love about Margot's voice was funny. When I actually had to record her a couple of times, I had to say, "No, you're saying that sounds really American." And she said, "Oh my God, it's because I'm practicing my accent over here now. And I, you know, I don't live in Australia full time, but I kind of like it. Has got a funny sort of intonation at times, but it gives it, what's the word? Like it gives it sort of a human, real tone. She doesn't do it. Like, it's not too formal, it's quite conversational, and I'm, you know, I was blown out by that. And yeah, can you imagine how I felt? It's been 2 years sort of talking to her Australian agent, and initially when we reached out, you know, we thought, there's no way Margot Robbie is going to narrate a little documentary from downtown Melbourne. And, you know, she wanted to look at past films that I'd done and my co-producer had done, and we sent that, and then she wanted to read the treatment. And so we sent that, and then she wanted to look at the narration. And once she asked that, we thought, oh, my God, maybe she's going to do it. And so she read through, and she actually gave us notes. Then she said, yes, I'll do it. And then she said, I want to, you know, change a couple of lines in your narration or, you know, words. And we thought, wow, she really is reading this. And then, you know, on the day, of course, I had all these new lines because I thought, oh, shit, I need her to say this. And she just did it. You know, she was just so friendly and said, thank you for making this film. I didn't actually understand this and I'm really shocked it's happening. And, you know, the fact that you're bringing attention to it, I'm really proud to put my name to it.
Well, there you go. That's what I said. Good actor, good woman. And that's why this is a very fine film because it's sort of a little bit reminiscent, and I keep forgetting the name of the film, the Academy Award-winning film about the Grey Nomad with Frances McDormand in it, in a way, because there is this gentle...
It's called Nomadland.
Nomadland, right.
Nomad. As no, in you're a nomad.
Yeah, nomad. And yeah. There's a certain ebb and flow in your film because it's dictated by the personalities of the women that you follow.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I suppose I didn't ever set out, you know, when you're a documentary filmmaker, you don't set out to put words in people's mouths. You have an idea or you understand that this issue is massive and I wanted to expose that. But what I also decided to do, because I interviewed a whole lot of, you know, politicians and experts and people working in business. And in the end, I realised, I interviewed 17 women and I think there's 10 in the film because I had to touch so many people. But I decided I don't care about what those experts are saying. These women all have very different stories, very different perspectives. They have a very similar lived experience, but the more of them that can share their story with us, the better, you know.
Yeah, I thought so too. I was really relieved. I thought because it's hard not to follow this story because at 3CR we do actually know about homeless, you know, this issue of homelessness,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And you actually, you spent 2 years making this and you obviously became friends with these people.
Yeah, well, in all my films, I mean, I don't necessarily become friends with everyone, but I form a relationship and I share parts of my life and I try and be as honest as possible about who I am and what I'm setting out to do. and, you know, because I have to build trust. But with this film, I'm an older woman and I was making a film that really related to me and my life. I've worked in the arts since I was about, you know, 17, 18. I have no superannuation. I've worked my whole life. I've raised kids. If it wasn't for having a stable relationship, I absolutely know I would be in a very similar situation.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it?
I really related to this because it could be me, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
The film
is about older women in Australia basically having to find places to live because they are being left high and dry, effectively.
And yes, exactly. And it's interesting when hearing you describe it like that because even though in all the publicity and press people talk about it, the film about homelessness, but what these women do, and I can see I'd probably do the same, I can't pay my rent. I can't pay a mortgage. I've been staying with my children or friends for a while. Okay, I'm going to go on a little trip, you know, so I'll drive to a caravan park in a nice part of Australia that I've always wanted to go to. And they basically become transient, don't they? And they move around quite a bit without actually saying, I'm homeless, until the point, like Susan, for example, who had, you know, undiagnosed bipolar and she realised she actually had stayed in her flat for a month because she was too scared to leave. And a friend said to her, you've got to ring Women's Housing, for example. But, yeah, these women don't call themselves, well, they often avoid the word homeless because there's that stigma and shame attached to it.
It's interesting, isn't it? Stigma and
shame
related to poverty, you know what I mean? Like, or social inability, society's lack. That's basically
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what this film shows you. We live in a very rich country and there are people who are filthy rich and the rest of us are sort of hanging in there. And then there's this group that, what, we're just going to ignore? We're just going to say, oh, well, bad luck. You worked your whole life. You've done incredible things. You've contributed to society. But you know what? Society doesn't care about you. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. But also, I tell you what about this film, Undercover, is that these women are really fascinating people.
Mm.
Yeah, I find them really fascinating. Like that woman who was she must be in her early 70s, and you know, the long-term relationship she was in just turned around and said, piss off.
Mary, isn't that unbelievable? And the way she tells it.
I know.
He just said, yeah, off
piss
you
off.
Go, that's it, it's done.
Yeah.
And it's like, she's been with him for...
24 years.
24 years, there you go. And as she said, you know, I thought we were going to be together forever. I just... horrible, really horrible.
Yeah, fascinating stuff.
She's 84 years old.
Oh, right, yeah, right. And her story too, the way you were able to encapsulate people's stories was amazing. This is a remarkable film, and I know we have to finish because I've always go over time, you know.
Yeah, sorry.
But no, it wasn't you. I would spend endless amounts of time talking to you about this film because it's so beautifully put together and crafted. It's not just the story, but it's actually the crafting and the characters of the people and what it actually divulges about their personal lives and also about putting a mirror up against Australian society. It's going to be released on the 6th of October and it's going through the Palace Cinemas.
Yeah, and a few others. Yeah, I think it's at Palace, Nova, is it Westgarth?
All over the place.
Five cinemas, which is incredible for a doco, I have to say, and I'm incredibly pleased about that. So,
yeah,
hope a few people can go and see it. That would be great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate the support.
Yeah, good film.
Okay, see you.
Yeah, yeah, great film. And if you do go down to the Palace Cinemas to see the film Undercover. I tell you, it's a really worth going to see. $5 of every ticket sold is going to go to the Australian National Homeless Collective. Great film, Undercover. Put it in your diary.